Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens back on the Pick and Rollout. We have more championship week action for you. We're going to head back to the Big 12, 3 o'clock Eastern on Big 12 Network and ESPN+. The West Virginia Mountaineers taking on the Cincinnati Bearcats. Cincinnati, a 10.5-point favorite. That is up from an opening line of 8. Cincinnati, 18-13 this season, 7-11 in conference play. West Virginia, 9-22 this year overall, 4-14 in the conference. The Mountaineers have lost 5 in a row to close out the regular season. Cincinnati got a win in their regular season finale over these very West Virginia Mountaineers. That was a 92-56 win last Saturday. West Virginia comes into this one having lost their last 5, as I mentioned. They're also 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 games overall. They're 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games in the month of March. 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 on Tuesdays. Cincinnati just 3-6 straight up in their last 9 overall, but they have covered 13 of their last 20 in the Big 12, as well as 6 of their last 9 in the month of March. 36 points is an awful lot to overlook when you look at last weekend's game. You could factor in a number of different things, but I don't know if West Virginia is going to be 26 points better than they were last weekend. I'll take Cincinnati minus 10.5. 144 is the total. The over has hit in 5 of Cincinnati's last 7 games overall. For West Virginia, they have seen the over hit in 9 of their last 13 when playing away from Morgantown. The earlier matchup in the season was also won by Cincinnati. That was just a 69-65 game. 144 feels pretty close to where it's going to end up. Obviously, these guys know what they're talking about, but I think this one stays under 144. Next, we head back to the Atlantic 10, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN+. The St. Louis Billikens taking on the Rams of Rhode Island. St. Louis, a 2.5-point favorite in this game. They were 12-19 overall this season, 5-13 in the conference. Rhode Island also 12-19 overall this year, 6-12 in Atlantic 10 play. St. Louis and Rhode Island both won their regular season finales. Rhode Island snapping a 4-game losing streak with a victory over Fordham to close out the season. St. Louis 4-10 against the spread in their last 14 games overall. They're just 5-14 straight up in their last 19 overall. 13-6, though, against the spread in their last 19 games played in the month of March. They are currently on a 7-game losing streak for games played on Tuesdays and a matching 7-game losing streak for Tuesday games away from home. Rhode Island 1-6 against the spread in their last 7. They've only won 1 of their last 8 overall. 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 against teams from the Atlantic 10. They've only covered 3 of their last 15 in the month of March. When these two teams have played, though, Rhode Island has covered 13 of the last 18. St. Louis has won 5 in a row when playing against Rhode Island. Their last meeting was March the 2nd, a 94-91 victory for St. Louis. Tournament play, 2.5 points. I'm inclined to think that St. Louis comes out with the win here, so I'm going to take the Billikens minus 2.5. 156 is the total. That is down from 160.5, which was the opening line earlier this week. The total has gone over in 6 of St. Louis's last 9 games overall. Rhode Island has seen the under hit in 4 of their last 6 on Tuesdays, but over has gone 13-7 in the Rams' last 20 games overall. You just heard me say these two played to a 94-91 game earlier this season. I think this one's going to be a similar story, so I think this one gets over the total. We're heading back to the ACC, ACC Network, 7 o'clock Eastern. The Miami Hurricanes taking on the Boston College Eagles. Miami, a 1.5-point favorite in this game. The Hurricanes, 15-16 overall this year, 6-14 in the conference. Boston College, 17-14 overall, 8-12 in conference play. Miami has lost 9 in a row to close out the regular season. Boston College won their final 2 games of the year, snapping a 3-game losing skid of their own. Obviously, neither of these teams playing very well down the stretch, but Miami with 9 losses in a row. They only covered 1 of their last 7. They are also 7-2 straight up, though, in their last 9 games on Tuesdays, and are 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 Tuesday games away from home. Boston College, 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 games, while going 2-4 straight up during that stretch as well. They've only covered 7 of their last 20 in the ACC, 5-15 straight up in their last 20 in the month of March. When these two teams have played, Boston College is 11-3-1 against the spread. Miami has won 15 of the last 20. These teams did play earlier this month, back on the 6th of March. That was a 10-point victory in favor of Boston College. I mean, if you're going to tell me that Miami's out there having lost 9 in a row, they're giving 1.5. The guys in Vegas got to know something, I guess, but I just have a hard time picking Miami in this spot. I think I'm going to take Boston College plus 1.5. 147.5 is the total. The total has gone under in 10 of Miami's last 14 overall, over, though, in 4 of their last 5 in the month of March. Boston College has seen the over hit in 6 of their last 8 games, as well as 6 of their last 8 on Tuesdays. Between these two teams, when they have met, the over has hit in 7 of the last 8 meetings. I think this one gets over 147.5. We've got one more for you in this episode of the Pick and Rollout. We wanted to make sure that this episode was in your feed first thing in the morning on Tuesday when you woke up. Accordingly, we've still got some games in action determining some championship game participants for Tuesday, but we folks can find winners wherever they may be. So we're going to head out to the MAAC. That's the MAAC, 9:45 Eastern on ESPN+. The Saints of Siena taking on the Niagara Purple Eagles. Niagara, a 10-point favorite in this matchup. They were 15-15 overall this season, 11-9 in the conference. Siena, 4-27 this year, 3-17 in the conference. Siena comes into this one having lost their last 7 games of the season. Niagara lost 4 of their last 5. Siena, 4-1, though, against the spread in their last 5 games. They are 0-12 straight up in their last 12 games in the month of March. Niagara has only covered 1 of their last 5. They have covered 5 in a row, though, on Tuesdays. When these two teams have met, Siena, it has lost 4 of the last 6 to Niagara, including some earlier this season. This is a battle of ugly programs, I'm sorry to say, anyone out there related to Niagara or Siena. It's been a tough season. Obviously, I think Niagara is going to come out with the win here. 10 points does feel like a little bit of a stretch, and Siena has covered 4 of their last 5, so I think Siena actually does cover here. I'll take the Saints plus 10. 131.5 is the total. No real trends for Siena in terms of totals. The total has gone under, though, in 9 of Niagara's last 10 overall, as well as 10 of their last 12 against teams from the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. And 4 of their last 5 in the month of March have also gone under. I think this one goes the same direction. Give me under 131.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We're going to be back with more championship week action. And of course, we're going to be here all the way through the tournament. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.